Duke Duncan is a public health professor at the University of Arizona. He's enthusiastic when he promotes the Rough Rider wheelchair. At first glance, it looks like your regular wheelchair. It has big wheels in the back and small wheels in the front. But Duncan says the man who designed the chair wanted to develop something that looks like an all-terrain vehicle.
And the chairs are made from scratch. I mean, we get long pieces of pipe, and he's got a bender that he can bend these things and do the shaping that needs to be done to make the wheelchair.
The Rough Rider was developed by Ralph Hotchkiss. He's an engineer in San Francisco who uses a wheelchair himself. In this YouTube video, Hotchkiss explains how he makes these chairs.
I started building wheelchairs when I first started riding wheelchairs. Before that, I built my own bicycle, so it was a natural switch, because I couldn't figure out design problems myself. I needed more help.
The Rough Rider wheelchairs are taking off. They are now sold worldwide, and commercials like this one are getting people's attention.
Whirlwind Wheelchair International designs sturdy, low-cost wheelchairs that are built and used in low-income countries. For 25 years, Whirlwind has trained wheelchair riders and others how to build the wheelchairs in local shops from locally available materials.
The Rough Rider wheelchairs are especially popular in Mexico, where they don't always have accessible sidewalks or enough ramps. UVA's Duke Duncan says the Rough Rider is making it easier for people in Mexico and other parts of the world to get around.
And you see people there begging in wheelchairs that are not really appropriate for the terrain in which they're there. And I also knew that there's a lot of organizations that contribute wheelchairs to developing countries, but knew that these wheelchairs were not appropriate, nor did they last very long. And when they got broken down, the wheelchair was gone. There was no way to repair it.
The Rough Riders are already proving to be more durable than regular wheelchairs, according to those who use them regularly. Hotchkiss, the man who designed the Rough Rider, made it so it can go over roots, rocks, and other obstacles. It can essentially go off-roading. Kiko Torreira manages the all-terrain wheelchair shop in Nogales, Sonora. It's part of the nonprofit called Arizona-Sonora Border Project, which helps people in Mexico own these wheelchairs. He spoke to us over the phone from his shop in Nogales.
It makes their lives a lot easier, and it can definitely live a more dignified life.
Torreira sells the Rough Riders at his shop in Nogales, Sonora, but consumers can buy them at other parts of Mexico, too. A customized wheelchair like the Rough Rider can cost more than $250, and Duncan says a lot of people in Mexico can't afford them. He says they are trying to find new sources of funding to buy these chairs.
And so we need people who will help subsidize the families to pay the difference between the cost of the chair and what the families are able to afford.
Duncan says his work doesn't end with the Rough Rider. He also has plans in the works to provide prosthetics, hearing aids, and walkers for people in Mexico who have trouble getting around. I'm Cecilia Marshall, Arizona Public Media.